आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो द डिसाइपल has expressed his experience to his guru, and guru is very happy with his experience, certifies that, yes, you have experienced it perfectly. Now guru is giving him some advice. After prostrating guru several times, he is giving advice. What is his advice? Sarvasu avasthasu pasya brahma pratyaya. Have unbroken perception of Brahman in this universe. This universe is Brahman. Jagat is Brahman. Jagat is Brahman. Raman Maharshi says, Jagati Siddhi Yukta. This Jagat is Ishwar. Bhagavad Gita says, Vasudev Sarvamiti. Whole world is Vasudev only. Raman says, सिया राम में सब जग जानी, होल वर्ल्ड इज सिया राम में। इन उपनिषद वी फाइंड सर्वम खलु इदम ब्रह्मम, सर्वम वॉट एवर खलु इंडीड इदम दिस वॉट एवर यू आर एक्सपीरियंसिंग एज दिस 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 इज ब्रह्मन ओनली। इन लास्ट भागवत क्लास वी से वी हैव सीन इन द कपिल भगवान से इवन द ब्रह्मा जी हैज गॉट ए अहंकार एंड भेद दृष्टि, ही इज टू बी रिबॉर्न अगेन। भेद दृष्टि, दिस वर्ल्ड इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम मी, दिस इज भेद दृष्टि। द वर्ल्ड इज दैट सेम परमात्मा, दैट सेम ब्रह्मन, आई एम दैट। दिस विजन, दिस ज्ञानी हैज गॉट दिस विजन। हाउ यू गॉट दिस विजन? बाय क्वाइटिट्यूड ऑफ हिज माइंड। ही क्वाइटेंड हिज माइंड एंड ही रीच देयर, ही रीच देयर। Then he says, enjoy this supreme bliss. Don't run for the paltry anatma sukh. Don't run after this paltry anatma sukh. Why? Shankaracharya ji says, anatma sukh will not give you tripti or will not remove your misery. Nahi asti tripti na cha dukkahani. In anatma vastu, you will never get tripti. And it will never remove your sorrow also. Why? Anatma is dukkhala in Bhagwan has said. The whole anatma, this jagat is dukkhala only. How you will get sukh? How your dukkha will end? It can never end. Therefore, revel in Brahman. Be established in the self. And be tripta and sukhi. If we are established in the Brahman, fulfilled, tripta. And also happy also. Behold non-dual self always and enjoy the akshay sukh. This sukh will not end like anatma sukh. Yada kada we get some sukh. But this atma sukh, always sukhi. 24 hours, 365 days. Akshay sukh. And this way kalam nae mahatmane. You should pass your time this way. Then how is this world? So as the imagination of the city in the sky is unreal, always changing the clouds formation, we say, oh, this look like this, this look like this. But in one moment it changes. Same way the plurality, the nam-rup of the world, or the thoughts within, outside nam-rup, inside thoughts are always rising, changing and perishing. Continuously, we are not holding one thought. Thousands of thoughts are coming in our mind, always continuously changing. Therefore, remain in non-dual bliss. May you live in peace. If you are in Atman, you are always in peace. Why always in peace? Because there is no mind. We have gone beyond mind. So there is always peace. Then what is the cause of this asat kalpana? Where from this vagat, this whole world is coming? The cause of asat kalpana is buddhi. It is the buddhi, man buddhi. That antakaran is the cause. When the thoughts calm down, we abide in the self. Chitta vritti nirodha yoga. When the thoughts calm down, there is no vritti, cessation of vritti. That means you have reached there. And there you can enjoy this non-dual joy constantly. Continuously we can enjoy there. And there is nothing greater or more source of sukh which comes from nirvasana. Nirvasana? No vasana. In jnani, there is no vasana. Why there is no vasana? Because this jnana is removed. How is jnana is removed? By sravanmana nididhyasan. Nirvikal samadhi, he experienced it. Now there is no more vasana. No more agyan, no more likes and dislikes. And once you become free of vasana, you come to know your true nature. Nirvasana. Next, now verse number 529.
Gacchantishtan upavishan Shayano vanyathapiva Yatichayavasidvidvan Atmaramasadamunihi Gacchantishtannupavishan Shayano vanyathapiva Yatichayavasidvidvan Atmaramasadamunihi.
Fourth part. Atma Rama Sadamuni. Muni, this realized person, realized sage, enlightened sage. This muni has got nirvasana. Since there is no vasana, his mind is peaceful, not agitated. Sada Atmarama, always he is reveling himself. The Muni, he is always reveling himself. And as per his wish, he acts in the world. But he has got no vasana. No vasana. Gacchan tishtan upavishan sayana va anyatha api va yatechaya vaset vidvan. Yatechaya, as per his desire. Yatha icha. Swa icha. Not parecha. Not parecha. Swa icha. So, as per his desire, vaset vidvan. Vidvan means the realized person. Gacchan, going, tishtan, staying, upavishan, sitting, sayana, lying down, va anyatha api, any other state. So whether he is going, staying, sitting, lying down or doing anything else, we can't order him. Let him live in that state. Let him live in that state. If he is lying down, you can't say sit up. It's a morning, it's a Brahma Muhurat. What are you doing? You are sleeping? No, we can't say. He is free and is allowed to do whatever he wants. For him, world is unreal. He sees the Brahman alone everywhere. Shastra also says, ko vidhi ko nishedha. He can do anything. But that does not mean that he will do something illegal or immoral. He has got full freedom. But he will not do something illegal or immoral because he is seeing Brahman everywhere. There is no question of such illegal or immoral things he will be doing. And he is seeing Brahman everywhere. And he is Atma Rama. He is reveling in Brahma. He is not seeing Anatma. He is not giving any importance to Anatma. His outer activity is normal, but his mind is always reveling in Brahman. Outer activity, normal. From outside, you will not be able to recognize this is a realized person. Gacchan, tishtan, upavishan, sayana, anyatha, normal duty he will be doing. Whatever it to be done, he is doing. Not at the order or the command of others. Swa icha he will be doing. In Bhaj Govinda we find yog rato va bhog rato va sang rato va sang vihina yasya brahmani ramate chittam. Where is mind? His mind is reveling in Brahman. And therefore he is nandati 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 deva. He has no pratabhya. He has nothing to attain from this world. Therefore no kartabhya. Therefore, no kartabhya for him. Ignorance has ended. No doership. No duty. No duty. Where it is written, no duty? In Bhagavad Gita it is written. Yasatva atma ati revasyate atma triptasya manava atmanni evacha santushta tasya karyam na vidyate. One who is tushta, satisfied with the atman, santushta, contented in Atman, Atmarati, reveling in Atman, for such person, there is no duty. No nitya karma, nimitta karma, and all that. Nothing, no duty for him. Tasya karya na vidyate. So we can't say anything to that person, such realized person. Aap aisa karo, vaisa karo. No, we can't say all these things. So Gurudev says, a man of realization always lives in absolute freedom as he desires, swa icha. He does nothing prompted by the dictates of other, anya icha. Anya icha. Anya includes everything which is not self. Anya icha means anatma. And this includes the BMI also. Body, mind, intellect also is also anya. Their demand are not prompted by the self. They are parecha. He who lives as the self, acts as the self, and exists by swaicha, a wise man who ever revels in the self, as the self, is a man of steady reflection. Next.
Nadesha kala sanadigyamadi. Lakshadhyapeksha pratibaddha vritte. Samsiddha tattvasya mahatmanosti. Svavedaneka niyamadhyavastha. Nadesha kala sanadigyamadi. Lakshadhyapekshapratipabaddhavritte Samsiddhatattvasamahatmanosti Svavedaneka niyamadhyavastha.
Fourth part. Svavedane for recognizing one's own self. Ka niyamadhyavastha, what formula can there be? What niyam can be there to know your own self? No particular place, time, circumstances is needed for realize. There is no niyam for realizing your own self. It is not like that if you got the knowledge in Himalaya and when you come to Yamunotri, your knowledge will disappear. It will not happen. It will remain. Na desh kal asan dig yam adi lakshadi apeksha apratibaddhavatte. Apratibaddhavatte encounters no obstruction, you're realizing the self. Na desh, no place. Na kala, no time. Na asan, any posture. Na dig, no direction. Yam, moral disciplines, yam, niyam, etc. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it is all given. Adi, lakshadi apeksha, and he is no more dependent on the lakshya, the indicators. Indicators of the Atman, he is no more dependent on that. Why? He has reached that place. Desh, it is not necessary to remain in a particular desh. To retain the knowledge, you don't have to stay. After the knowledge, you don't think that you have to stay in the cave in the Himalaya. Then only the knowledge can be retained. It can be retained in crematorium ground also. Praman, Lord Shiva. He stays in the cremation ground in Kasi. The knowledge can be retained at any place. Nakala. But the desh, a swachh desh is needed for puja. You can't do puja in the Samsan Ghat. But puja, you need a swachh desh, clean place and all that. Kala. It is not that you have to get the knowledge only in the Brahma Muhurat. Otherwise, if you don't get up in the Brahma Muhurat, your knowledge will be lost. No. Once you get the knowledge, after that it is never lost. But kal is seen in case of puja. We find out, na muhurat nikaliye, Pandit ji, tell me what is the muhurat for my housewarming or for my marriage. For that we need muhurat. Otherwise, for this gyan, for this atma-knowledge, no kal. For atma-chintan, purnima or sub muhurat is not needed. In our Vedant course, we all studied for 2 years. 2 years into 365 days without any observance of Sunday, Purnima, Amasya, any holiday. So for Atma Chintan, there is no restriction of any kal. Diga. No, asan, no particular asan needed. For Hanuman Puja, you need Vajrasana. You have to sit in Vajrasana. For Atma Chintan, no asana is prescribed. No asana is prescribed. You don't have to sit in the Padma asana or in this asana or that asana. Nothing is said there. No asana. Dig, In ritual, directions are important. When we do the Gayatri Mantra, the Gayatri Mata, and the priest has to face east. In puja, it is required east. There is a kala also. We have to do Gayatri Havan before this noon. But in case of this Atmagyan, no dig. It's not that we have to say, have you ever heard anybody, any Mahatma saying, are you facing east when you are listening to the discourse? No, you will not ever. Yamadi, all moral disciplines, nothing needed. These were required only before that. Yam, Niyam were required only for the preparation. After that, not required. Lakshadi Apeksha, no more pointers for meditation required. Nirgun, Nirakar, Nirvikar, these pointers are no more required. Ho gaya kaam, I have reached. Pointers were necessary to reach that place. Like a ride is required for reaching the airport. After that, you don't look to the right. Ride gaya, taxi gai, whosoever come to drop you, gone, you further move. These pointers are only to reach you there. After that, pointers are not needed. Apratibhaddhavate, his knowledge is unobstructed, he is firmly abiding. Samsiddhi tattvasya mahatmana asti. Mahatmana asti. Now this mahatma, this sage, is samyak siddhi tattvasya. He has got a perfect realization. Samyak siddhi tattvasya. Tattva ki perfect siddhi, perfect realization has happened. And to maintain abidance in self, desh, kal, asan, etc. are not required. Now, after the knowledge, we have to abide in it. Desh, kal is not required after that. Kabir says, Jagat sobat pare utane kahe Kabir ham vahi thikane. Jagat, now I hope you understand a little bit of Hindi. Jagat waking, sobat. Pare utane means without doubt. Utane means doubt. Without doubt, I know kahe Kabir ham vahi thikane. My mind is always there. Whether I am in waking state or when I am sleeping or whatever state it is, Kabir says, my mind is always there. That is abidance. Once Guru Nanak ji went to Makkah and Medina, and he was lying down on that in the courtyard of that, and his legs were toward that their mosque, Makkah mosque, and the priest, the Muslim priest, came. Are, what are you doing? Don't you know the Makkah is there? He told priest, okay, you move my leg where Makkah is, you're not there. And he started moving his leg, and his Makkah was also moving with his leg. We have got another incident also. Namdev's guru, Vishobhaji, one day he wanted to so tell him and so that Lord Shiva is everywhere. So in the one temple, he went to the Shivalinga and put his one foot on the Shivalinga. Then Namdev says, Maharaj, Gurudev, what are you doing? It is Shivalinga. He said, okay, you move my leg where there is no Shivalinga. And wherever he turned his leg, Shivalinga appeared there. Shivalinga appeared there. But don't try these on yourself, whether I have become perfect or not. Let me put my leg on the Shivalinga and ask others, ghuma ke dekho, hua ki nahi mera siddhi. Or don't try to examine your teacher also. Don't do with the teacher also. Aapka hua ke nahi, before I listen to your talk, let me check. Don't do the teacher also. Next.
Ghatoyam iti vigyatum.
Ghatoyam iti vigyatum.
Niyama konva pekshate.
Niyama konva pekshate.
vina pramana sushtutvam
yasmin sati padarthadhi
ghatoyamiti vigyatum niyamah konva pekshate vina pramana sushtutvam yasmin sati padarthadhi
ghata ayam iti vigyatum. This is a pot, ghatam. Now this is a cell phone. To know this cell phone, niyamaka vanvechate, what is necessary conditions required? Do I have to go to a particular place to show you this cell phone? A particular time? Okay, I can show you cell phone only in the morning, not in the afternoon? Or do I have to do any yajna before presenting or showing you this cell phone? No. Like a ghata. It can be shown anytime, anywhere. So what are the things needed? It is a bina pramana sushrutam yasmin sati padarthadi. You need a perfect praman. Praman means the means of knowledge. To see this cell phone or to see a pot, what is praman? Praman are the eyes. If you have got the correct eyes, sushtu eyes, good eyes, you will be able to see it. So two things are needed. One is the pot, another are the right, correct eyes. If one thing is missing, you will not be able to see the pot. Suppose instead of the pot in the shrine, now I put it in the foyer. Sitting in the shrine, you can't see the pot. So pot is to be here, and the good eyes are to be there. And eyes are to be there where the pot is there. If I turn my eye this side and the pot is there, I can't see pot. So simple is this. So what is required to see pot is the right means of knowledge without defect, which ensures cognition of object, padarthadi, when there is a right eye, correct eye, and the pot is there, there will be a cognition of pot. You will be able to see, yes, this is pot. So to see a pot, praman is eye. Eye should be open and clear. Nothing else is needed to see pot. No direction, dik required. You can't say, you take this pot to east side, or the west side, or the north or south. Anywhere, no dik is required, no direction is required. Same way, the atma tattva is always available, no desh, kal, etc. needed. Atma tattva is always present with us, whether we are in the Himalayas or in Yamunotri. It is there. Whether it is Brahma Muhurat or it is dead night. Whether we are awake or we are in the deep sleep. Atma Tattva is there. Always there. Gurudev says, to know an object which is in front of you, you need a healthy sense organ without defects. To know a form, you need a healthy pair of eyes. The instrument of knowledge is all that is required. Beyond this, nothing else is necessary. To make you understand a thing which is not within the range of your sense organs, I will have to draw upon all kinds of information and proof. But with an object already in front of you, what other proof is required for its experience or existence? To see a pot, so simple thing. To see a pot, you need a pair of eyes. And the eye should see the pot. It should be a direct cognition.
I am Atma Nitya Siddha. Pramane Sati Bhasate. Na desham napi kalam. Na shuddhim vapyapekshate. I am Atma Nitya Siddha. Pramane Sati Bhasate.
न देशं नापि वा कालं न शुद्धिं वाप्यपेक्षते.
अयम आत्मा नित्य सिद्ध. दिस आत्मन, अयम दिस आत्मा नित्य सिद्ध. दिस इज इटर्नल ट्रुथ एवर एस्टेब्लिश देयर. प्रमाणे सति भासते, इट विल मैनिफेस्ट. भासते प्रमाणयति, व्हेन यू अप्लाई द राइट मींस भासते, इट विल मैनिफेस्ट. तो आत्मा इज ऑलवेज प्रेजेंट. व्हेन इट विल मैनिफेस्ट, व्हेन यू पुट द राइट प्रमाण, राइट मींस ऑफ नॉलेज, राइट मींस ऑफ नॉलेज, व्हेन यू अप्लाई टू इट, दिस आत्मा भासते, इट मैनिफेस्ट. So Atma is always available. No need to go into any place to see or meet Atman. So mere paas hai. I don't have to run to Haridwar to see my Atman. Oh, we can see our Atman anywhere, any place. Only right pramans, means of knowledge, is needed, and the right means for manifesting Atman is Vedant and Guru. Right means for the manifestation of Atman is the Shastra, Vedant and Guru. We'll explain you that Vedant. Na desam, na api kalam, na suddhim, va api apekchate. It is not dependent, na apekchate. On what? This. I will be able to experience Atman only in Himalaya, not anywhere. No, wrong. Kalam, only in Brahma Murata I will be able to experience it, not other time. No. Nasuddhim, even purity. This here the purity, Suddham is the outer purity. Even the outer purity is not needed. So it is neither dependent on place, nor time, nor on outward purity. So we can experience this Atman anywhere. Whether you are in the Himalaya or in the Kanyakumari, doesn't matter. Anywhere in the world we can experience it. No specific time is also needed. Although we say, if you want to study Vedanta, come and study in the morning. Only reason is that mind is peaceful at that time. Mind is peaceful. But here in America, they want to study after their work in the evening, when the mind is tired. But the simple thing is that if you study in the morning, you can retain it. Grasping power is good. After whole day's work, the mind is tired. You can listen Vedanta. But the retention will be less. As long as Praman Vyapar is going on, one gets the knowledge of self. Either it can be in the battlefield. Arjun got in the battlefield. You can get in temple also. In many South Indian temples, there are the arrangement for the discourse are also there. You can get in the temple also, under the tree, or a bank of a river, or at any time. What is required is a pure mind is required, that's all. Only pure mind is required. Knowledge will happen, even in the places asuddha, impure. It can happen in Samsan Ghat also. Impure place. But a pure mind is needed to grasp it. So for self-knowledge, external things are not needed. No yagya needed. No yagya needed. Why? Because the yagya will give you anatma vastu, which is asuddha. To get something suddha, why should you use asuddha thing? No yagya needed there. Atma is nitya siddha. Atma is permanent. Gurudev says, even while making a negative statement of the awareness of the Atman, I do not know the Atma in present. Even if you say, I do not know Atman, you are saying because of the presence of Atman in you. Your speech is saying because the Atman is present. If that Atman is not present, a dead person cannot say, I do not know. How do you know that you do not know? I just know. This I, we are talking about the not ego I, the not aham vritti, we are talking about the suddha aham. This I which knows and also knows that it does not know is the I we are talking about. It is because of this I, suddha aham, that one is able to say, I do not know. To know it, to know the suddha aham, nothing more than a quiet mind is required. Nothing more than a quiet mind is required. Chitta vritti nirodha yoga vas. You will reach there. If the means of knowledge are there, there is no difficulty at all. Place, time, direction, taking bath, posture, rules are not required at all, for the ever-present reality does not depend upon them in the least. These are only the external advice to quieten the mind. To know that I am what I am, no special time or pose or occasion is necessary. Even if it in pitch darkness somebody calls out to you, are you there? You don't say, wait, I cannot see, let me bring a lamp. Absurd. So too the knowledge of our own self is independent of external aid. Next.
Devadattoham ittetad, Vijnanam nirapekshakam, Tadvad brahma vidopyasya, Brahmaham iti vedanam, Devadattoham ittetat, Vijnanam nirapekshakam, Tadvad brahma vidopyasya, Brahmaham iti vedanam.
Devadatta aham iti, I am Devadatta. You can take your name. I am so and so. Etad vijnanam nirpechakam. It is not dependent on any condition. I am Devadatta. This knowledge is independent of condition. Devadatta will not say switch on or turn off light. Then I will tell you whether I am there or not. Even if there is a pitch darkness, if somebody is calling your name, oh, where are you? You won't say, let me turn on light, let me see whether I am there or not, let me use my right, means of knowledge, eyes, let me see I am here or not. Even in dark room, Devadatta can say, I am, no outer Gyanendriya required. It is natural. Tadvad brahma vidapiyasya brahma ahamiti vedanam. Similarly, the knower of Brahman realizes that he is Brahman. For that, desh, kal, asan, brahma murat not needed. No tavala harmonium needed. Let me sing the bhajan, then I will tell you whether I am there or not. No, nothing is required. Gurudev says, if someone says, I am Mr. So-and-so, will you ask him, how do you know? What instrument did you employ this morning to know that you are really you? Did you see yourself? If somebody is calling you, your child is calling you, Mom, Dad, did you see whether I am present like this? Did you... No, you don't see. No. Did you hear yourself? No. Did you taste yourself? No. Did you feel yourself? No. Feel means mind. Did you think of... No, feel means the sparsh indriya. Did you think of yourself? Mind? No. Then how do you know you are you? My dear sir, to know myself, I do not need any instrument. I am me. To know a thing other than me, I need an instrument. To know anything other than me, I need instrument. But to know myself, I don't need 5 Gyanendriyas. The subjective knowledge that I am so and so is independent of any intermediation. Just as intimately then, the knower of Brahman knows himself to be Brahman. Nobody need to tell him this, nor does he need any instrument to interpret this knowledge. You see, for getting any knowledge, we need three factors. We need three factors. One is prameya, object to be known, like a pot or a cell phone. This is object. And one is pramata, knower of that object. And the praman, means the means of knowledge. One is prameya, object to be known, pramata, knower of that object, praman, means of knowledge. So this cell phone is prameya. Who is pramata? I am pramata. And what is the praman? Praman are the eyes. To see this cell phone, the eyes are the praman, the right means of knowledge. But only thing is that all the three should be together. If one is missing out of this, pramata, prameya, and praman, if one is missing, knowledge will not happen. If cell phone is not there, we cannot have the knowledge of self. If I am not there, my eyes are not there, my eyes are on the other side, experience will not happen. Or pramata, the knower, I am not present there, it will not happen. All three are required at a time. So if we want to know ourselves, then I am pramata, self is prameya, and Vedant and Guru is Pramana. Just now we discussed, for knowing this Atman, what is Pramana? Pramana is Shastra, Vedanta, and Guru. These are Pramana. So Veda indicates our real nature. I don't know that I am Satchidananda, I am Brahman. Only the Veda, scripture, Shastra, Vedanta tells us that you are Brahman, Tattvamasi. And when we experience, we say, Aham Brahmasmi. Then we say that. But at present, for Ajnani, Atma is veiled. Atma is already there, but it is veiled by ignorance. Atma is there with all of us, but it is veiled by Ajnan. Veda removes this Ajnan. Veda does not bring Atman to you. Atman we all have got, but it is covered, it is veiled. And the purpose of Vedanta and Guru is to remove this veiling. That's all. This veiling is ignorance. This is Ajnan. This Ajnan is removed by Jnan. When Ajnan is removed by Jnan, what will happen? You will be able to see that Atman self effulgent. Like the sun is covered by the clouds. You don't have to bring sun from anywhere. You just remove the clouds, that's all. You will be able to see the sun. So Veda are the remover of Ajnan. They don't bring and create Atma. Veda are Sabda Praman. Each word has a meaning. Like we open eyes and we see an object. Same way Guru says, Tattvamasi. And once you understand the indicative meaning of the Tattvamasi, not vakyartha, lachyartha. When you understand the meaning of Tattvamasi, then you come to know that Atman. So Shishya has studied, he knows the indicative meaning. When Guru is saying Tattvamasi, you are that. It's not that with Upadhi I become Brahman. No. Without Upadhi we all are Brahman. Shishya understands that. This sentence will remove his ignorance. This is praman to remove that ajnan. Here the object is already with us inside and Ved is outside. When we study Ved, our attention goes inside. See? Atman is inside us. Veda, Shastra and Guru is outside. When we study Veda, listen to Guru, our attention goes inside. I am Devdatta to know myself. We don't need external thing. Just you have to listen. Are you Devdatta? Yes. You don't need any light or a particular time, season to answer. Same way Guru says, you are Brahman, knowledge will take place if sufficient purity of mind is there and the concentration of mind is also there. Now question comes, why knowledge is not happening? Let us analyze why knowledge is not happening or why we are not able to abide in that knowledge. So no defect in Praman and Prameya. Prameya means self is Prameya, object to be known. There is no defect in self. There is no defect in Vedanta and Guru. Praman is, for knowing Atman, Praman is Vedanta and Guru. So out of the three factors, these two factors have got no defects. Atman has got no defect. Praman, the Vedanta and Guru also has got no defect. So where is the shortcoming? The shortcoming is in the Pramata. Pramata. It is the Pramata who has got the avaran, you know. It is the Pramata who has got this veiling. We all have got the Atman. We all miss it. We all miss it. But when the purification happens, we will be able to see that self-effulgent Atman. We will be able to see that. So purity of mind, with the purity of mind, when we get the knowledge, when we listen to Vedanta, knowledge will happen. And for the abidance in that knowledge, more purity is needed. For abidance, more purity is needed. It is not that when we are discussing about the Atman, the knowledge is not happening to you. It is happening. It is happening. But we are not able to abide in it because the moment the class is over, we go into the sansar, we forget this thing and we start reveling in the sansar. If we have got more purity, what will happen? Sarvam idam, sarvam khalu idam brahman. Always you will see Brahman only. Shastra and Guru gives knowledge to all students. But the degree of experience varies according to each student's vasanas, each student's purity of mind. Purity of mind of each person is different. According to the purity of mind, it will happen. So for abiding in the knowledge, we need purified mind, a greater purified mind. And after listening, when we go into the sansara, it is lost. But if the mind is purified, you will remember. You will be able to see asti, bhati, priya, nam, rup is secondary then. That much of purity of mind is needed. So this knowledge is dependent on our purity of mind and not anything else. Not dependent on the Prameya Atman, not dependent on the Vedanta, Shastra and Guru. The shortcoming is with Pramata. His mind is not that pure. I hope that is clear. Therefore, external means will not help us. Our internal means, our mind should be purified. Next.
Bhanuneva jagat sarvam.
Bhanuneva jagat sarvam.
Bhasate yasya tejasa. Bhasate yasya tejasa. Anatmakam asatucham.
Anatmakam asatucham.
Kimnutasyava bhasakam.
kim nu tasyava bhasakam
bhanuneva jagat sarvam bhasate yasya tejasa anatmakam asattuchyam kim nu tasyava bhasakam
bhanuna eva jagat sarvam bhasate yasya tejasa bhanuna the sun. Whole universe is illumined by the brilliant light of sun. Who can illumine sun? I want to see sun, do I need a candle light? Should I bring a lamp to see the sun? No. It is the Atma Tattva which illumines the sun. Sun cannot illumine Atma Tattva. It is the Atma Tattva, because of its presence in the sun, sun is illuminating. Sun is existing because of the Satchidananda. But sun cannot illumine Satchidananda. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyato bhanti kuto magni tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati tasya bhasa. Because of the presence of Brahman, sun is also effulgent. If Brahman withdraws the existence from sun, nothing will exist. Nothing will exist. Anatmakam asat. Anatmakam. Atma, anatma. Which is not self. Anatmakam asat. This anatmak, anatma is all asat. Unreal. Unreal means it is not sat. It is not sat means it will not stay in three periods of time. Tucham. Anatma is tuch, unimportant. In between atma and anatma, which is important? Atma is important. Anatma, tuch, unimportant. Kimnu tasava bhasakam. How anatma can illumine atman? How anatma can illumine atman? How can we know atma tattva in the light of which is not self, anatma, which is unreal, which is unimportant? In front of atma tattva, all other are unimportant. How can they illumine? Further, atma tattva is self-effulgent. It needs no other light to illuminate. Truly speaking, all other are illumined by atma tattva only. Gurudev says, the objects of the world borrow the light of the sun and reflect it. The universe of OET and the equipment of the BMI all exist and shine forth, borrowing their existence from the brilliance of the consciousness. Since the Atma Tattva is present in us, therefore the hands are grasping, legs are moving, or the eyes hear all the equipments according to their capacity, they have started working. Mind will start thinking, buddhi will start deciding, and all that. For if consciousness does not function through the equipment, that equipment is considered dead. Mar gaya wo. Because the consciousness is not there. To know the sun, no illuminator is necessary. To know whether the sun has risen or not, there is no need to light a match. To know consciousness, you do not need an instrument. It is an immediate knowledge. Remember, I am Devdatta. Devdatta! Even if it's pitch dark, Devdatta says, yes, I am here. No light is needed. No sense organs, mind, intellect, nothing is needed. Next.
Veda Shastra Puranani.
Veda Shastra Puranani.
Bhutani Sakalanyapi.
Bhutani Sakalanyapi.
Yenarthavantitam kinnu.
Yenarthavantitam kinnu.
Vigyataram prakashayet. Vigyataram prakashayet. Veda Shastra Puranani. Bhutani Sakalanyapi. Yenarthavantitam kinnu. Vigyataram prakashayet.
Now Shankaracharya is saying Veda Shastra Purana also cannot illumine Atma Tattva. Hari. Just now you said the Pramana is Vedanta and Guru.
You see, slowly, slowly, Shankaracharya is taking us further, deep, deep inside. Now he's going to tell us that Veda, Shastra, Puranani, Bhutani, Sakalani Api. All the Veda, Shastras also, they cannot illumine the Atma Tattva. Yena Arthavanti, by which are endowed with meaning, tam kimna vigyataram prakashate. They cannot illumine the Suddha Aham inside, internal subject. They would not illumine. That by which all Veda, Shastra, Puran and all other beings are endowed with the meaning, verily, what can illumine that external, eternal subject? Veda are dependent on Atma. Atma is not dependent on Veda. Vedas outside, four Vedas, Puran 18, Puran, Upapuran, and the 64 types of all other sciences, they are all outside. Without Atma Tattvinas, we can't understand Veda, Shastra, Puran. Dead cannot study Veda. If we are able to hear, understand, it is because of the Atma Tattva is present in us. We are able to hear it, understand it. If Atma Tattva is not there in us, we will not understand. So the role of Vedant Praman, what is the role of Vedant Praman? Veda are not for the Atma, they are for the Jiva. Veda are not for Atma, Atma doesn't need any Veda Praman. This is for the Jiva who is ignorant. Veda are great help for the Jnani Jiva. After Savran Manan Nidhi Dhyasan, Jeev's misunderstanding or ignorance is destroyed. So therefore, Veda is for the Jiva, not for Atma. Jeeva has got this avidya, and this Shastra will remove this avidya. This knowledge will remove this avidya. Therefore, we need Vedanta to remove our ajnan. This is meant for Jeeva. Because the presence of Atma in all of us, Ved is meaningful. We are Ajnani, and Ved removes that Ajnan. Like sun illumines whole universe. Some may believe it, others may not believe, but sun is there. Sun may be covered by the clouds. Some may say there is no sun. Are in the light of sun only you are seeing the clouds? Same way, some may believe Atma is there, others may not believe. Some may say Atma is there, others say, no, Atman is not there. But Atman is not there, you are telling because the Atman is present in you. Understand that. Even if you are negating Atman, it is because of presence of Atman in you, you are saying Atman nahi hai. A child wrote, today there is no sun. In the light of sun, he is writing, there is no sun. When we say there is no Atman, there is no... Are in the presence of Brahman, we are saying it is not there. Understand it. Gurudev says, all the great scriptural texts are meaningful and purposeful only because of this great reality. Whatever was expounded by the mighty masters was because of this consciousness, which is the theme of the scriptures. Even the masters had the same consciousness. All beings have existence. If this existence is removed, nothing exists. Take out the existence from everywhere. Whole world will collapse. No sun, no moon, nothing will be there. Take out the gold from all ornaments. You cannot sew any namru. If we take out existence, consciousness, bliss from everybody, we cannot sew this form. No namru will be there. The self is the material cause of all objects that we see, just as the waking mind is the material cause of the entire dream world. Infinite consciousness illumines this universe. Because of it, everything exists. What other illuminator is necessary to illumine this mighty truth which lends existence and life to every living creature? Therefore, at the time of samadhi, it is meaningless to discuss what is that because of which I am experiencing the infinite consciousness. In samadhi, when you go beyond mind, you don't need any instruments. One more we'll see today.
Esa swayam jyotir ananta shaktih.
Esa swayam jyotir ananta shaktih.
Atma prameya sakalanubhutih.
Atma prameya sakalanubhutih.
Yameva vigyaya vimukta bandhah.
Yameva vigyaya vimukta bandhah.
Jayatayam Brahma Viduttamottamaha.
Jayatayam Brahma Viduttamottamaha.
Esa swayam jyoti ananta shaktih. Atma prameya sakalanubhutih. Yameva vigyaya vimukta bandhah. Jayatayam Brahma Viduttamottamaha.
Esa swayam jyoti. Esa means this atma. Swayam jyoti, it is self-effulgent. Ananta sakti, endless power. This atma has got the endless power. Atma aprameya. It can be never be become an object for cognition of any jnanendriya. It can never become an object. Sakalanubhuti, the direct experience of all. This is our experience. So here is the self-effulgent self, the endless of the endless power beyond all conditioned knowledge and yet direct experience of all, aprameya. It can never become an object. This we have seen many times. Atma will never become an object. Sakalanubhuti, it is experience of all. It is not imaginary. We all experience I am. It is not unreal. It is sat. Continuously it is there. In every breath it is saying, sa aham, whether we are awake or we are in deep sleep. Therefore this atma is sat. It is always present. We may not know it, that is different thing. When we study Ved, we come to know about the glory of atma, otherwise we remain finite jeev. I am jeev is a samanya gyan. For knowing that I am a jeev, you don't have to come to satsang. Without satsang, we all know that I am jiva. But when we come to satsang, we come to know I am Brahman. This is vishesh jnana. This is vishesh jnana, that I am Brahman. Where did you get it? When I came to satsang, I studied shastra, I came to know that I am Brahman. I am Ananda Swarupa. So what is the fruit of this knowledge? Kya mila aapko? Yam eva vigyaya vimukta bandha. Realizing this alone, we are freed from the bondage. Vimukta bandha, free from the bondage. This is the glory. This is the glory, greatness of the Atman. We are freed from the bondage. I was vimukta earlier also. I was vimukta. Atma was never bound. Atma was always mukta. But I didn't know it. I didn't know that I am Brahman, I am Mukta, I didn't know earlier. Now I think, how I missed it? How can I be that foolish, you know? I didn't notice it. It was always with me, Atman. Jayati am Brahmavid Uttamottamaha. Jayati means the winds. Winds, I am this. And he becomes Brahma with Uttama Uttam, best among the knower of Brahman. So realizing this alone, the best among the knower of Brahman, lives his life of victory. Jayati, mil gaya jo milna tha mere ko. I am fulfilled, krit kritya. He is victorious, he wins, he conquers ignorance, his wrong understanding is gone. And now the sansar will not give him any sorrow. He has defeated sansar. He has gone beyond the maya. He has gone beyond the triguna, which was giving him sorrow. But this maya can delude anybody. You know, even once Narad was also deluded. It can delude any person. So this person is now experiencing the state of happiness in spite of all adverse situation outside. He is in the state of happiness. Why is he in the state of happiness?
in spite of all adverses outside, because his mind is in sansar. His mind is not in sansar. All sorrows are experienced in mind only. He has gone beyond mind. Okay. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.